everyone. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating.
We have talked about them all season. We saw them in Montreal in March. And now we are so excited to be joined by the reigning world pairs champions, Deanna Stiletto-Dudek and Maxime Deschamps.
The two are performing in their first Stars on Ice tour, first in Japan and now in Canada.
So we are excited to welcome Deanna and Max to This Week in Skating.
Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for having us.
We're so happy to be able to chat with you. First thing, has it really sunk in yet that you're world champions?
No.
No.
with the exception of the last 2 days, we've only had 3 days off since Worlds. So it's been like, you know, pedal to the metal since the second that we got off the podium. So I think without kind of that time to relax, you don't really think about what you've done or what you accomplished. And, you know, where we were already thinking about the following season coming, planning our programs in November of 2023 for the 2024-25 season. So we're already on to that. So, you know, I mean, it's like, it's so short lived, right? Because the season starts again so fast. So it hasn't, but I'm actually okay with that. How about you?
Same for me. I'm a year like late on everything. I just started realizing that we won national championship in 2023. So I have a lot to cover from all of that.
Max, what was it like to win Worlds in your home province?
Oh, it was incredible. To be able to do that at home in front of friends, family, it's like something that you dream like as young to be able to just win a world championship or big event. But to do it at home, it's really super special and like something I'll remember for the rest of my life, those moments at the end of those programs.
Yeah, his family is addicted now. Some of them already got hotel rooms and tickets for Boston. They're like, we're coming again. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. We were in the arena. We mentioned before we started recording, Gina and I were in the arena for Worlds this year. And the energy during both of your skates and after, it was just incredible to feel the audience. It felt like while you were skating, they were willing you to have your very best skates.
I know, I agree. When we walked out for the short, for the warm-up, so the four teams of, you know, the last warm-up group walked out, we saw signs that these little kids had made and everybody had a different letter and it spelled out Deanna and Max. And they were on the short end of the arena. So it was like right smack dab in front of us when we walked out. And I was like, okay, here we go. Like, let's get in the game, people.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see those letters. They were right across from where the media was sitting.
Yeah, yeah. It was so cute. Yeah.
That's adorable. So I think it's great that the audience at that competition, there were so many different age groups. Like, I saw kids, I saw the general skating audience that people think is associated with figure skating is an older demographic. But the audience that I saw in Montreal was across the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in the short. Well, we had mentioned because the short was at like 2 or something, like a Wednesday or right. So it's like everyone that like all of my friends who came to watch me for the free, they were working.
Yes.
They couldn't come to the short program because of time. And that's fine, right? There's normal life and it's fine. They have an event at 2 o'clock. It's like, you know, just the short program. We understand. But we were like, oh, you know, maybe they should go around to like the local skating schools because there's so many in Quebec and tell the kids because the kids can come.
Yeah.
Like, they can like not go ice that day and go to Worlds. It's like a really cool field trip for a skating school.
Absolutely.
Right. That's kind of what ended up happening. So we got our wish because we wanted there to be, you know, for all the athletes, like the pair event in the short was a great event. I mean, it was a bunch of teams. It's so well. And part of that is having a crowd, you know, like to cheer you on, you know, I mean, we skated during the times of COVID too. It's not as fun when you're not sharing it with an audience. So we were so happy that that all those kids came out that particular day. And then the day of the free, it was like, it was even more full. And it was a whole wide range of ages, like you said, which I think is amazing. You know, we need that in this sport. It can't only be one demographic. So
definitely, yeah. Definitely. I think it's important for it to continue to yeah. happen at future events. We need this in Boston next year. We need this at the national championships. This is the type of audience we need to attract. So fast forwarding, what's it like to be on your first Stars on Ice tour?
Oh, it is really fun, actually. We have the chance to skate with so many great skaters. We have the opportunity to learn from them. So this is really fun in that way. Like, over the fact of just performing and have fun on the ice and stuff, the fact that we have a camaraderie with other skaters and learn from them, this is really nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, for Max, one of the reasons he started skating as a young man was because of Elvis Stoiko. So it's kind of cool for him to be on tour with Elvis Stoiko, And like before every session, they do, what are you guys doing, rockers or brackets or something?
Figure turns.
Like, you know, Elvis is teaching him like the figure turns he used to do, you know, like when he had to do figures, obviously. But yeah, it's really fun. And, you know, for us, we already knew Piper and Paul really well because they're on the national team with us. And so it's nice to get to spend like a prolonged amount of time with them versus instead of just like a quick competition and then it's over. And then I knew Patrick's wife, but I didn't know Patrick. So that's been really nice getting to know him and skate with him. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, it's been really cool, like the camaraderie that you have with the other athletes. You know, everybody's a lot of fun in their own way. You get to know them on a different level when you're spending this much time with them and you're on bus rides and plane rides and everything together. And it's been really enjoyable. And then we've been trying to push ourselves, you know, technically as well, to not lose this time, if you will. I think we were inevitably going to end up gaining some type of second mark gain from doing this when you're really just trying to perform for the audience and it's all about that and versus not being so much about the technical stuff. But we've been really pushing ourselves technically as well. We do a triple twist on the opening in scientist lab coats. So it's when Kurt first asked us to do that, we were like, we will try to do that in lab coats. But we've still been really pushing ourselves too technically. And it's been a great challenge and I love challenges, but it's also been a lot of fun.
I was going to ask, what has been like, you know, doing the group numbers, learning the group numbers when you guys are just used to skating just the two of you? Now you're working with the rest of the cast. So what's it like, you know, doing the group numbers?
Yeah, that's actually pretty fun. The group numbers are really fun. Sometimes during certain numbers, if we get close to each other, Patrick would like say a joke to me like during the number while we're skating and I'll just start go off laughing and stuff like that. So it's really, really fun. But as doing the group numbers are okay because we're used to skating with partners, right? We're used to skating with somebody else and tracking each other on the ice. So it ends up being harder maybe for the single skaters more so because not used to that. But everybody picks it up really fast and it's actually been like a lot of fun.
And what else are you skating to in the show? What are your programs?
Oh, okay. So one of them is the one we did all year this year during our exhibition, which is the All I Ask from Adele. And Paul Poirier will come up to us before every time before we skate that program. And he'll say, Deanna, do you think it's your last night with Max? Or do you think you're going to come crawling back tomorrow? Because like right after skating the song for like a year now. So, and it always said, it's my last night with you. So he's like, do you think this is your last night? And I was like, I don't know. I might come back tomorrow. So, so we skate to that for the first number. And the second number, is just like just fun. The whole number is fun and comedy and we're trying to make you laugh and smile, but we're doing like a parody on Footloose.
Oh wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of directions she could go with that.
Tried to teach me how to dance,
teach him how to dance. He's a scientist, so he's looking at his, you know, iPad and he's all boring and I'm trying to, you know, have a little bit of fun, you know. He's my lab partner, so we're trying to have some fun, you know.
Yeah, the concept seems really cool and different than what Stars on Ice has done in the past with Kurt kind of driving the bus creatively.
It is very different, actually. It's very much like the ones I used to watch in the 90s growing up. So, you know, when I went to go watch Stars and it was Scott Hamilton and Christy Yamaguchi and Paul Wiley and Kurt Browning. And, you know, that was what I remember seeing was all these cute transitions, cute little group numbers. And then, of course, the solos as well.
Oh, yeah.
But the solos were like weaved in to the show versus it just being a solo. Yeah. solo. So this is a big throwback for me, right? I feel like I'm a part of a show that I watched and went to go watch with my parents, you know, growing up. So that's kind of cool. So I hope that I'm paying it forward to some kid in the audience who's watching us now.
So have any of the veterans given you any advice in your first tour?
Yes.
Yeah.
First one, have fun. Enjoy. Just go out there and like take it like fun time and learn from it in that way. Like to not, it's not about performance, but it's about to give it to the crowd and express and all of that.
Yeah. Elvis always tells us to soak it up right before we get on, because he's like right before us or he's in a transition right after us. So he always is out there when we're getting ready. So he always tells us that. Patrick tells us not to take ourselves too seriously because we...
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We do the triple twist in the opening, like totally cold. So we're backstage like pacing, you know what I mean? Like trying to get ready for this element. Like, yeah. It's not an easy element, right? You know, people have a hard time, you know, at Worlds with it, right? So he's like, don't take yourself too seriously. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And then Kurt has a famous saying that he said Scott Hamilton made up originally, that was Stars on Ice is where world champions come to get better. He said to keep that in mind during this tour and, you know, with everything that you're doing, like this is actually going to make you better, a better skater, a better performer, you know, a better everything. So all of those things have been really nice to kind of hear repeatedly as the tour is going on. The tour somehow simultaneously feels long, but it's also 2 seconds. Like, it's so strange. The days are so long, but then all of a sudden you're at the seventh show already. You know what I mean? And, you know, and you don't have that many left. And, you know, in a week you'll be home. You know, it's so crazy. It's a very different kind of life than training, for sure. But yeah, we've learned a lot, I would say, throughout this tour so far. More than we thought we would.
Yeah.
And Max, what's it like skating with Elvis? I mean, he was the one you grew up watching. What's it like to actually be on the same ice as him?
Oh, I'm like that little kid's looking at him. So, like skating with your idol, it's something amazing, something I didn't thought I was going to be able to do ever in my life. And now just to be able to share the ice, having fun with him, like just those little jokes and those numbers, like with him also, this is fun. So yeah, no, it's a lot of fun and it's just nice. I hope to be able to do it multiple more times.
What are you doing after the tour? Are you going to finally take a break?
Yeah, we have a break scheduled for after the tour. And then when we start skating again, it'll be basically like the beginning of June, like June 1st or something like that, which like sounds so late. But last year, because of World Team Trophy, we weren't done until the middle of May. So it's actually only 2 weeks later this year, which is really not that much of a difference, especially since we're still running programs and performing right now. But I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I love a daily grind. I just love it. I love the challenge. I love getting up. I love seeing if I can do it when I'm tired, if I'm sore. That's my favorite part of skating. I love this time of year. I have a million ideas. Our coach Jose has a million ideas and we try to combine it. And we haven't even talked to our choreographer, Julie Marcotte yet, who also has ideas. So this year is such a, it's like the beginning of a rainbow, you know, it's just like, there's so much, you know, happening and going on and the rainbow is arching as the season goes on and the programs evolve. But I love this time of year and although I'm looking forward to seeing my family and having a little vacation, I kind of can't wait to get back because I'm bursting with ideas to try this year.
We have to talk about this one. Deanna, there is a petition for citizenship for you.
Yes. Yes.
And it was created by a fan. It's got over 9,600 signatures as of Tuesday night. How do you think that the figure skating community, including fans outside Canada, signing this petition will or may help your cause?
So first, I want to say that there's been like I've seen some discussions online. So if you have a petition for citizenship, ordinarily only a Canadian citizen would be able to sign it. For it to mean anything, essentially, to actually help your case when you're like applying for your citizenship. But that's not exactly what this petition is for. It's more just for awareness and so that it gets shared and hopefully helps my case just in that regard, just with just pure awareness. But I have to say, when it started, someone tagged me in a video to review, to also post on my page. And I thought, oh my goodness, like who did this? And then I was like writing them right away. This is so nice of you. I can't believe you've done this. It's a very nice woman that actually Max and I have taught before in an adult seminar.
Oh, wow.
That we've coached, named Carol Ann. And she's been at both adult seminars that we've coached. And we were so humbled by her generosity to even start something like this for us, to continue to do it over a month later. She's still posting videos even last night. I'm in contact with her. We just reapplied for my citizenship. So hopefully we'll hear something back soon. By all means, I should have what I need by the deadline for the Olympics. But I will get it like almost naturally, right? With absolutely no rush from the government. Like I should get it regardless. However, it would be a lot nicer for Max and I to not have the stress.
Exactly.
Of not knowing. And when the Olympic papers go out to fill out, if we don't have the passport and we have to wait, you know, this is not the first time somebody from another country has tried to go to the Olympics for a different country. It's not, you'll ask any of them. It's extremely stressful. The more we can take off our plate that we can then just focus on our sport and our craft, the better. And that's really what this petition is for. And there is precedent for me getting it with other athletes who have gotten
yes.
it in lesser time than I have. So, I've been here since 2019. There are people who have gotten it in 3 years, full-blown citizenship. So there's absolute precedent for it. This petition is more for awareness because there are people all over the world who are signing it, which I think is so cool. And I'm very thankful to every single person who signed. But it's just to kind of keep the ball rolling, keep everybody kind of talking about it so that hopefully eventually at some point, somebody in parliament will push it through faster.
They are tagging people. Yeah. I've noticed every time I see it posted, because it's posted, people are sharing it a lot. They're tagging Justin Trudeau. They're tagging people in Parliament. Yeah. There's no way I feel like that they haven't seen this or are not aware of it.
Yeah.
Because it's just been shared.
Sometimes I'm wondering if it's a different petition.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait, did I already sign that? Yeah. I thought I signed that. Is there another one?
Yeah.
But it's the same one. And that's great. It just keeps going out. So much awareness is being brought to your citizenship.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So hopefully it will end up happening in the time that I need.
How much of that goes into a decision to represent another country? Because, of course, you're a U.S. citizen. You decided to skate with a Canadian. In order to go to the Olympics, you've got to be a citizen. If you're going to skate for Canada, you both have to be citizens. How much of that goes into that choice?
So the Olympic rule is actually, if it's a team of two, then all the parties of the team have to be a citizen for that country.
Yes.
If it's a larger team, they actually don't. So it's very interesting, but those are the actual rules of the Olympics. So like a hockey team, not everybody does.
Oh, wow.
So it has to be like a majority. So so we knew that going in. And when Max and I partnered, obviously we spoke about it. I had watched Mervyn and Marissa compete. Mervyn is Canadian. He didn't have his U.S. citizenship. It was a, arduous process for them to go through. And so luckily Max had some contacts in the government in Canada. And I had a really cool contact in the States in the government. And so I contacted my person and I said, what are the odds of a Canadian citizen, getting citizenship for the Olympics in 2022 or 2026? And they told me their exact words were 2022 is impossible and 2026 is, and I quote, highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. That's what they told me. Then Max called his person and they said 2022 is impossible, but 2026 is very likely. So the decision was made for us because the Olympics is something that both of us truly wanted. Also, we were going to train in Canada. So that made sense because then, you know, you have to live in whatever country you're going to try to represent. So if we were going to train in Canada anyway with Canadian coaches, I, you know, most likely had to go that way at all, you know, in general. And it ended up being the right decision. I mean, I was so embraced by the Canadian Federation, by everyone at Skate Canada. I adore them all. Like, I enjoy seeing them at competitions and talking to them. So, you know, things always turn out the way that they're supposed to. And this was the route that we were supposed to take for sure. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of, the decision was sort of made for us. I mean, you have to be very pragmatic in something like that. You can't be like, oh, well, I think it'll just happen for me instead. No, if a government official is telling you, a very important government official is telling you it's not going to, it's not right. going to. So then you right. need to make the proper decisions.
Right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. We know you got to catch a plane with the rest of the cast. We'd yes. love to have you come back on later and answer some more questions because we have tons of really good questions. And we'd love to talk to you about how media can ask better questions of really? The athletes. We kind of want to spearhead a movement to have the mixed zone and just interviews in general be more exciting for the athletes and the interviewer. And
yeah.
And what better thing to do than to ask the athletes, you know, mm-hmm. what types of questions would you like to be asked because you have something to share, but no one asks you the question so that you can share it. Yeah. And I think that happens a lot. It's something that other guests have brought up. So we'd love to talk to you more about that and about your backgrounds in the future. So we're going to let you go so you can go catch that plane.
Yes.
Thank you for having us on.
Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
You can find us at our website, thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, X, at @thiswkinskating, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. It's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you're enjoying our episodes, please join us on Patreon. We're at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Community is growing just a little bit at a time. And we're posting content over there as soon as the episodes. You may even get a sneak peek of an episode early. So be sure to join us over there. That brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.